Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for October 31st to November 6th, 2015. Seven Palestinian civilians killed this week as Israeli army continued to attack Palestinian protesters. Meanwhile, Palestinians accuse Israel of harvesting organs of Palestinians killed in the ongoing unrest. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. On Friday, a journalist and a youth were injured. Scores were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation when Israeli troops attacked non-violent protests organized in West Bank villages. IMEMC's Majd Bajali with the details.
At the village of Kfar Kadub in northern West Bank, one youth was injured by a rubber-coated steel bullet and many residents were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation as Israeli troops attacked the weekly protest there. Troops later stormed the village and fired tear gas and chemical water into residents' homes. Meanwhile, in the villages of Bel'in and Na'nin in central West Bank, Israeli soldiers attacked the protesters as soon as they reached the gate in the wall that separates local farmers from their lands. In Bel'in, Israeli soldiers shot and injured Hamdi Abu Rahma, a local journalist. Many protesters suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation and were treated by field medics at both locations. At the nearby Nabi Saleh village, troops attacked protesters at the village entrance. Israeli soldiers fired several rounds of rubber-coated steel bullets and tear gas at protesters and nearby homes. Many residents suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation as a result. For IMMC News, this is Majd Bajali.
This week, Palestinians accuse Israel of harvesting organs of Palestinians killed in the ongoing unrest. In addition, Israeli military and police kidnapped 800 Palestinian children in October. IMMC's George Rishmawi has more.
In a letter to British Ambassador Matthew Rickroft, President of the UN Security Council this month, Permanent Observer of Palestine to the United Nations Riyad Mansour accused Israel of harvesting of body parts of Palestinians killed by Israeli military and settlers in the latest ongoing unrest. Mansour wrote Rickroft on Tuesday, after returning the seized bodies of Palestinians killed by the occupying forces through October, and following medical examination, it has been reported that the bodies were returned with missing corneas and other organs, unquote. He added that this was confirmation of past reports about organ harvesting. Israel's envoy to the United Nations, Danny Danon, refuted the letter as saying that Mansour has anti-Semitic motives and described the Palestinian motion as incitement. The Israeli military has been keeping bodies of several Palestinians killed by the Israeli military and settlers, most of which were returned 1 week or more after they were killed, and in most cases marks of an autopsy are found on them. In other news, head of the Detainees Affairs Committee, Isa Karaka, said this week that Israel has kidnapped more than 800 Palestinian children in October, most of them from Jerusalem, and subjected them to severe torture and abuse. Caracas said there is a huge jump in October, saying that the Israeli military usually kidnaps an average of 800 Palestinian children each year. He said, quote, "This is a systematic Israeli policy targeting children, the future of Palestine," and added, "The large number of abductions in October shows a deliberate policy and a serious level of military escalation." Karaka also said that a large number of the abducted children have been assaulted and beaten by the soldiers, affirming that they have also been tortured by the Israeli interrogators and jailers. The detainees committee said Israel's abduction and imprisoning of children, in addition to sending them to military courts, are direct violations of international law and every treaty related to the protection of civilians, especially the children during conflicts and wars, and those living under occupation. For IMEMC News, this is George Rishmawi.
Seven Palestinians were killed this week as Israeli troops continued to use live rounds and rubber-coated steel bullets against unarmed protesters in Jerusalem, West Bank, and Gaza. In addition, Egypt's navy killed a Palestinian fisherman off the Gaza Strip coastline this week. IMEMC's Ghassan Bannoura reports.
This week, Israeli troops continued to use lethal force against the unarmed Palestinian protesters all over the West Bank, Jerusalem, and the Gaza Strip. As a result, seven people were killed by Israeli army gunfire, including a 72-year-old woman. Two youth were killed this week at Al Jalama Israeli military checkpoint near the northern West Bank city of Jenin in two separate incidents, one on Saturday and the other on Monday. Four more civilians were killed this week after being shot by Israeli troops in Hebron district. Among the killed in Hebron was Tharwat Shaarawy, 72. She was killed after soldiers opened fire at her car in Hebron city on Friday. In Gaza, one Palestinian was shot dead and 38 others injured by Israeli army fire during protests close to the border areas. Earlier in the week, Egyptian military forces shot and killed a Palestinian fisherman off the coast of the southern Gaza Strip Thursday afternoon. At least 140 Palestinians were injured by Israeli attacks targeting protesters this week in the West Bank communities, Jerusalem, and the Gaza Strip. Following the Friday deadly shooting of a young Palestinian man in the Gaza Strip and a woman in the West Bank, the Palestinian Health Ministry has reported that the number of slain Palestinians since October 1st has arrived to 78, including 17 children and 3 women, while more than 2,513 Palestinians have been injured. Also this week, Israeli forces conducted at least 77 invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and 14 ones in occupied East Jerusalem. During these attacks, Israeli troops kidnapped at least 119 Palestinian civilians, including 35 children. 48 of those civilians, including 14 children, were kidnapped by the army from East Jerusalem. Moreover, the Israeli army handed over on Tuesday 10 families from Jalud village near the northern West Bank city of Nablus, demolishing orders. The army gave the families 15 days to leave their homes. According to the army orders, the homes are built too close to the illegal Israeli settlement of Ayahia. The houses are home to 50 people and were built in 1975, the villagers told local media. In related news, Israeli soldiers demolished on Monday three Palestinian apartments in Nusaybe neighborhood in Beit Hanina town in occupied Jerusalem. Earlier on Monday, the army demolished another Palestinian home in Jabal al-Mukabbir, also in Jerusalem. For IMEMC News, this is Ghassan Bannoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for October 31st to November 6, 2015, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by Maher Kassis and me, Iman Abdrabo Bannoura.